As the war in Iraq winds down, the question lingers as to how many Iraqis have died. Until Saddam Hussein's government collapsed, the regime estimated civilian deaths. Military losses were not announced. American soldiers continued killing hundreds, even thousands, of Iraqi soldiers in individual battles. The U.S. military says its mission in Iraq does not include keeping an official count. Mark Burgess is with the Center for Defense Information, a private research group. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with him about the problem of adding up Iraqi dead.
There is one place where a count of Iraq's civilian dead is still being tallied up, a website called Iraqi Body Count, which keeps tabs of what the media are reporting, as of now between 1,400 and 1,800 deaths. Mark Burgess, what are the challenges of counting the dead, the Iraqi dead, in this war that are peculiar to this war?
Well, firstly, the war's still ongoing, so troops have to be used for other things. And we've heard these stories of Iraqi military units being bombed, but we have not yet seen too many Western journalists actually getting access to them.
And then a government that can't keep track or doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, that's one of the major points I probably should have alluded to. The fact that the proclamations of the Iraqi information minister became increasingly outlandish, shall we say. Whereas perhaps elsewhere you would be able to go and you would be able to rely on government figures, this wasn't really the case in Iraq.
If there are thousands and even tens of thousands of deaths out there, how can the bodies be missed?
Well, that's assuming there are, in fact, tens of thousands. There may not be that many, but it's possible that hundreds or indeed thousands of bodies could be either in regions which are thus far inaccessible to journalists, or there could be other bodies which are buried in rubble.
And then the media, up until this point, they've not exactly been able to fan out across the country. Where are those numbers coming from?
Some of the media numbers have been coming from embedded journalists, others from roving journalists who are scattered around the country, but I suspect in some cases the media has been reporting the media's figures, and therefore the danger comes in that you're going to count figures twice, you're going to disregard other ones.
So you might have something like a verifiable, like a bomb lands in a marketplace and you're able to go to the hospital at one point and get some respectable numbers from doctors, the numbers of people coming in, but at some point that breaks down.
Yeah, you might see an incident whereby a bomb lands in a residential area. Not everyone is necessarily taken to the hospital. You get a government such as existed up until very recently in Iraq who will lie about the figures anyway. So what emerges at the other end may differ considerably from the real figure.
Which, again, may or may not ever be known.
Yeah, I think the exact figure will not be known because bombs are destructive. They bury people. They possibly leave people so damaged that it's not always possible to say how many people were in a given building and a given target.
You know, it's interesting that there's still no consensus on the number of civilian deaths from the 1991 Gulf War. I'm wondering why this would be any different, unless the fact that there's an American presence actually in the country.
There's a huge discrepancy in civilian casualties from the last Gulf War. It goes from as low as 1,000, and I've seen figures as high as 300,000. This time, with Americans, with British personnel there, and with more open and transparent access to the world's media and to non-governmental organizations, a fuller reckoning should be possible.
Mark Burgess, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Mark Burgess is a researcher with the Center for Defense Information in Washington. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.